Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of my podcast where I give teachers tips and tricks for working with young children. In this episode, we're going to look at four golden rules, if you wish, to help you out with unwanted behaviors. And if you're not a teacher, these tips can be applied at home with your own children as well. So grab a cup of coffee and enjoy. Sometimes kids' behaviors can really make us feel like failures. Why can't I control my class? Why are they not listening to me? Why are they running around? I know, because I've been there. And the worse you feel about yourself as a teacher, the worse the situation gets. So if this sounds like you and what you're going through, you're going to want to watch this video because I've got some tips on positive behavior management in the classroom that is going to help you change things around and get that class back under control. Don't engage in a power play or feel like you have to have the last word. Many times, bad behavior is sparked by a feeling of frustration, of rejection, of failure. And every time we argue, we yell, we scream, we are sending out a message of rejection, and the kids feel that they've failed us. If we argue and we want to have the last word, we're modeling that exact behavior that we want to change. It's better to remain calm, set our limits, and listen to what they have to say with respect and with an open mind. Be careful of overreacting. Now, this may be easier for some teachers that maybe work in primary schools, and a little bit less so maybe for language teachers. But we have to remember that when we work with young children, some behaviors are normal simply because the kids are not at a certain cognitive level or at a certain level of moral and affective development. For example, some kids may not really know why something is right or wrong. What determines right and wrong may simply be the fact that you get in trouble for it. Which leads me to my next point. Don't generalize and don't assume the kids know what's in your head. When you tell them what to do, be intentional about it. Instead of just saying, "Sit nicely in your chairs, children," tell them, "Sit facing forward, have your feet on the ground, do not rock in your chair," or whatever it is you want them to do. It's so much easier to not get in trouble when you know what to do. Don't expect perfection overnight. Changing a behavior takes time, so make sure to acknowledge every little step toward improvement. These little victories will make the children proud and will encourage them to continue in that direction. If you wait for a big change before commenting, the behavior will go unchanged. If you put these tips into practice, I can guarantee your kids' behaviors will improve. Sure, there may be little setbacks. For every two steps forward, you might have to take one step back. But that's how it is with children. Nothing occurs overnight. There are no magic tricks. It's all about constance and believing that you're going in the right direction with love and respect for your kids. And remember, if we want to change their behavior, we have to change our behavior first. All right, I hope you found this video helpful. If you did, make sure to give it a thumbs up and share it with a friend. And I'd love to know if you have any tips to give me. And if you do, just write them down below. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye. I hope that was helpful. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend and let me know over on Instagram. You can find the link to my handle in the description box. Oh, and if you're more of a visual person, all of my podcasts are taken from videos I've posted up on YouTube. So if you want, you can follow me there too. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next week.